Good morning. I'd like to welcome you back to our final Anchored in the Word morning reflection for this week. And if you've joined us throughout the week, you know that we are talking about being ready for the return of Christ. And what I'd like to do this morning is take everything that we've talked about and just kind of put it all together in a way that gives us something to reflect on going into the weekend, and maybe some action that we need to take depending on the way that we're approaching this issue. So if you have your Bible, let's turn again one more time to Luke chapter 12, and we will begin reading in verse 35. Here's what it says. Let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning, and ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, and when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself, and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. Now, I'd like to put it all together by looking at an epistle, a New Testament application of what Jesus is saying. And we find this in the epistles. The first passage that really came to my mind is Ephesians chapter 2. Now, there are lots and lots of other scriptures we could have gone to kind of break down this concept of the two kinds of people that are in the world and how to be ready for the return of Christ. But I really like this text of scripture. I think it just flushes it out so, so effectively. So first of all, let's read it together. It says this, "You hath he quickened," that means made alive, "who were dead in trespasses and sins. In times past, you walked according to the course of this world. We all had our conversation in times past and the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you're saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Now, when we look at this passage of scripture, we could summarize it this way. And we see the distinction between the way that Jesus states there are two kinds of people in the world, those who are wise and those who are foolish, and the way that it's stated here in Ephesians chapter 2. There are two kinds of people in the world, those who are dead in trespasses and sins, and those who are made alive in Christ. There are two courses of life, the course of this world and created in Christ Jesus unto good works. You see the contrast between how the wise live with an anticipation of Christ's return, a submission to his authority, and how the foolish live with an ignoring of his return and a lack of restraint and not considering the judgment day. You see that also play out here in Ephesians chapter 2. And we see the difference between these two positions. It's the simple statement, but God, who is rich in mercy. What separates the wise from the foolish? Yes, it's the choices that they make about the person of Christ, but it is the grace of God that puts the position, makes it available to them. If Christ had not died on the cross for our sins, if the Spirit of God hadn't worked in us to bring us to understand the gospel and our need to place our faith in Christ, if it hadn't been for God's rich grace on our behalf, we would still be in the position of foolish. But God, who is rich in mercy, by grace we're saved. It's through faith. It's not of ourselves. It's the gift of God. It's not of works. It was, but God, who is rich in mercy. The difference between those two positions is saved by grace, through faith, not of ourselves, gift of God, not of works. That is really the distinction, the difference between the wise and the foolish. To put it even more simply, the wise demonstrate that wisdom by, number one, turning to Christ in faith alone. As the Spirit of God works in their heart, as they're confronted with these truths of Scripture, and they see themselves in the light of God's law, what happens is they recognize, I need to repent and believe in the gospel. The wise walk in wisdom because they are new creatures in Christ, and the Holy Spirit indwells them. There is a fundamental difference between who they were and who they are on the nature level. 3, the wise grow in that wisdom because of the fatherly care of our good God. And so the Bible says, whom the Lord loves, he chastens, as a father, a son in whom he delights. This is going to press the wise to walk in a distinct way. And the wise endure with hope-filled anticipation, standing on the unshakable promises of Scripture. When the world comes and presses the wise, what do? They stand firm on the promises of Scripture, and they say, I know that God who promised is faithful. I believe it is true, and I stand on it. We must be ready for Christ's return. There's no other way to put it. We've got to take action on what we've heard. So, to those who are wise, be active in your service of Christ. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Live with a healthy sense of urgency, even when there is darkness all around, and most certainly, there's plenty of it. 3, do not grow weary in well-doing. In due season, we shall reap if we faint not. That's what it says in Galatians. Or 1 Corinthians 15:58, he says that our labor is not in vain in the Lord, okay, because of the resurrection. But if a person finds himself on the other side, the unwise, the foolish, turn to Christ today. You don't have to delay this. You shouldn't delay this. If you realize you've never trusted Christ, today's the day that you need to turn to Christ and trust in what he's done for you. His person has been validated by the Scriptures. His coming is sure and promised in his word. His judgment will be severe, especially if you've had tremendous opportunities of access to the Scriptures and the Spirit has worked in you because of your access to the truth. This loss will be irreversible. And so I encourage you this morning, turn to Christ. Live for him. Whether you are wise or whether you are unwise, there is an application that you must act on. May the Lord help us to see where we stand in the presence of God and then respond correctly to truth. I hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful week. Looking forward to seeing many of you this Sunday as we gather together for corporate worship. And if this has been an encouragement to you, please take a moment to share that. If you think someone else can be encouraged or helped by it, share that with them. And our desire is simply to put out this material to be a help to people. Have a blessed rest of your day and a great weekend, and we hope to see you on Sunday. Bye now.